Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The Knoxville Public Library will break ground on the new expansion this spring. How is the fundraising going, and what will happen when the library is closed during construction? Let's go in depth with librarian Rosalind Thompson and Capital Campaign co-chairs Penny Somar and Harv Sprofka. Are you three as excited as I am that the library expansion is going to break ground this coming spring? Is that cool or what?
I think excited is an understatement.
Yeah.
thrilled, and so pleased with the community support that we've had, and I think everyone else is excited as well.
Well, the goal was to raise what, Harv?
$1.75 million.
In the capital campaign.
Again, the city passed a bond issue in 2015, $2.5 million. So with this, we're well on our way. Again, Penny is said thrilled and excited with the community stepping up. I would also like to thank the volunteers that we've had calling on the various individuals, and of course, kudos to Rosalind, our director of the public library, for her grant writing. We recently received a tremendous grant, and I would turn that to Rosalind for her comments.
Right, that was Vision Iowa money, right?
That was, yes. They now call it Enhanced Iowa money. And we wrote the grant, and tremendous result of the grant, $425,000, which really, really brought us to our goal. To our goal of raising that $1.75 million. But it's not just me. It's a community effort. It's a thank you to everybody who has given towards the project. People who, all of the different community foundations that we've had, everybody who has sat on any of the committees, anyone who has helped with the campaign in any way at all. I mean, really, it's been a wonderful community effort.
Well, and the entire community got on board with that bond issue, didn't they? The city of Knoxville, the people of the city of Knoxville said, this is a great use of our tax dollars. And that says a lot about the community, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that was our kickoff to this whole thing, and what started the excitement, I think, that the night that was passed was just a glorious night to know that we were going to be able to get started with this effort. So it's just gotten better since then.
Well, and a lot of, as you said, people all over the community came together. And the total cost of the expansion, am I remembering right, is $4.25 million?
That is correct.
The plan is to break ground this spring, right?
That is correct.
Okay, so we're getting close, but the fundraising continues, right?
Yes, that's right. Even though we exceeded the goal of $4.25 million, a lot of the original costs projected total cost of the project was $4.25 million, but then because of inflation, it has gone up slightly, and we also, in our planning, we had contingency costs, and there are unexpected costs. When we first started, we were planning on using our old furniture, for example, and we were looking at ways in which we could cut down costs, and now some of it has changed because of inflation.
We don't want tacky old furniture in there, in a new
brand new building. Yes, I think there's still quite a bit of our furniture that we can reuse, but we're also looking at new furniture in a brand new building.
Well, and I understand that we have an anonymous gift and a challenge to the community.
That is correct. A couple stepped up here late October, and they agreed that they would donate $25,000. In other words, communities should raise $25,000 for a match, up to $25,000.
So if the community comes up with $25,000, they will match it?
That's correct.
What a nice and generous gift.
Absolutely. And we're very encouraged with the generosity that we've had so far that we can make that happen. we've been so fortunate with corporate sponsorship and individual gifting. So we're just really encouraged about the whole project.
Well, one thing, when the bond issue passed, that was for the Knoxville community residents. They were the only ones that could vote in this initiative. However, this is a countywide library. There are a lot of patrons who come in from rural Knoxville, but also throughout the county. So there have been individuals who reside outside the city limits who have been very generous as well, and corporate as well.
Are there like a third of the cardholders or a third of the circulation goes out of the 50138 zip code?
Yes, that's about 25-26% of our circulation. They come from rural Marion County. 67% cardholders come from the city of Knoxville.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new library expansion with librarian Rosalind Thompson and Capital Campaign co-chairs Penny Somar and Harv Sprafka. So what do you think that the expansion will be able to provide for the community in addition to things you've already been doing, or is it just an expansion of what you've already been doing?
An enhancement of services and programming. There are quite a few things we cannot do because of the space limits that we have. For example, we have a lot of groups who make use of the meeting rooms, and sometimes they're fighting to get into the meeting rooms because there's just one and too many people who want to, you know, a lot of groups who want to make use of it at the same time. So there's a conflict there. At the new library, we'll have a lot more meeting room space, and we'll also have like study rooms that people can make use of. We see a lot of kids who come and want to make use of the upstairs, for example, and just no room for them to sit at or do homework. And recently we just started our study hall homework help at the library, and we would love to have the meeting space for that.
Recently, my brother was here from Texas, and he needed to do some things on the internet. So he went to the library where it was quiet and he could get things done. And when he came home, he said, wow, he said, what a vibrant, warm, welcoming little library you have here. And I said, I know that is true, but just wait till we're done with this project. It's really going to be something special. But the staff that we have all the components for something very, very special, and now we just want to step it up a notch with a new building. Our staff is just, there's none like it.
Well, and for the little kids, I mean, I've seen parents 6 and 7 people deep mm-hmm. trying to peek through the window to see their kids participating in a program.
Oh, absolutely. When we have especially summer reading programs, and we do a lot in those 6 to 8 weeks in the summertime, we have more than 100 kids that show up for those programs, and there's just no room for them to even sit or stand at. And yes, parents, grandparents have to stand outside just, you know, because we can't fit them in. So, yeah, we will have a much bigger community room space in the new library.
Well, and I think that, what was it? We have twice the circulation numbers, but half the size of a libraries and communities our size. So this was desperately needed.
Yes. Knoxville is considered in the category E size library, which means a library that serves a town of a population 5,000 to 10,000 people. And we are half the average size of an E size library. So it's definitely needed.
I think there's a huge misnomer that libraries are dying because of the internet. So not the case. And I would encourage people just to stop by and see what goes on there. Look at the plans and see what we're looking forward to, so they'll be well informed for themselves.
Beautiful building.
The current building is beautiful, but it should be noted that it's going to be remodeled inside totally with the expansion. So there will be a period of time that it's not being occupied, but we have stepped up and found a place to have the computers and books, periodicals for people to check out.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation about the new library expansion with librarian Rosalyn Thompson and Capital Campaign co-chairs Penny Somar and Harv Sprafka. What is happening during construction? I mean, you're going to break ground when?
We're hoping to break ground in March of next year. And in the meantime, you know, when that happens, we'll have to be out of there because it's going to be cheaper and it's going to be faster when we are out of there. So we were fortunate to find a place to move to. We've talked to the schools and we'll be moving to East Elementary. And it's just perfect. It's the right size. We'll be in the north part of the elementary school, but it has adequate bathrooms and it's got the space. We'll be putting fiction and in one classroom, nonfiction in another, children's books in another classroom. But it's going to fit us just fine in the meantime.
But there's going to have to be a time period where the library is closed, right? To got to move all the stuff.
Yes, but we don't anticipate it being very long. Probably just 2 weeks when we move. So we'll be back up within 2 weeks. And we'll be in our new location for about 14, 15 months. And then we'll be moving to a wonderful new building.
As part of the expansion, Bobby, to answer your question more fully, one of the major concerns we've had, as they did at the last expansion, to maintain the integrity of the Carnegie Library. So it is going to look like a Carnegie Library, only with a modern feature, but the integrity is still there. That's been a concern for a lot of people, and that was raised in the charrette, which was where the public had their input, and of course the architects were mindful of that.
And we will also be maintaining the Dixie Gephardt House. That won't go away. That will still be there. We'll just be closer to it.
When did the capital campaign start?
There was some capital campaign before last summer. There were people who had donated, but the capital campaign itself really got started late last fall. And so that's what's kind of exciting about this whole project, to raise the money that we have in a year's time is very commendable and exciting. So the official campaign, I would say, started late last fall. However, there was a major donation that came in the August of last year, which was a great boost and a selling point when we talked to people during the past year about considering contributions to this project.
Well, it's almost to the point with everybody coming together that if you haven't yet had the opportunity to give, this is the time that you can be part of this successful project.
Perfectly stated. Yes, it is. And it's important that people also know that donations of any size are welcome, you know. So, yeah, we hope to raise more money for the expenses that we don't know are unseen at this time. But it's an opportunity for the community to come together as they have in so many other projects as a whole.
Well, it's also an opportunity in the future for people to drive by and say to their kids and their grandkids that our donations helped build this.
I think Knoxville as a whole, the library certainly, because that's dear to our heart, but I think we've had so many other positive things go on here in the last year or two, starting with the streetscape project and the theater and just KPAC, just all of those things just proves that we're on the move and good things are happening in our community. So I think everyone needs to be proud of that and get on board with a project that's near and dear to your heart. We just hope at this time it's the library.
It's also noted that people look at the library as as a resource and an amenity if they're thinking about locating or relocating to Knoxville. We know some people who were very supportive of this project, and the reason they moved to Knoxville is because of the library and its many programs. And it was a young family, and that's what we want to attract to Knoxville, as everybody in every community is young families. And it is important because it affects the Knoxville School District as well. So it's not just a new building. It's community-wide, county-wide, and it touches so many people.
I've been there 11 years at the library, and I've seen how making use of the library has really changed people's lives. It really does. I've seen people who have gotten jobs by using our computers or making use of our resources. I've seen the kids come to the doors and how excited they are when they come to story time and first, you know, learn to read. I've seen grandparents get in touch with their families far overseas through the computers. It's just wonderful how the library can really change people's lives. And I'm really, really passionate about it because I really feel that the mission of the library is to provide all of the resources to this community so that they can improve, enhance their lives in some way. It's an enrichment for this community. So we really are grateful for all of the support that we've gotten from this community.
I think that's why we've had the corporate donors have been so generous, is because it is a quality of life issue. And we need young families moving to town for jobs that they have to offer. So it behooves all of us to be able to give these things to people so that they have access for their families.
For people who are interested in giving online, there is an option, and they can go to the Knoxville Heritage Foundation website and click on the tab that says donations, and they can give online then. All donations are tax deductible.
Thanks to Rosalind Thompson, Penny Somar, and Harv Sprafka for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.